WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, dopamine fam. Welcome back to another day of rewiring your brain and hacking those pesky notifications. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to remind you that life's too short to be scrolling through an endless stream of distractions. Today, we're tackling something super crucial. Reclaiming your time and energy. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, juggling a million things at once, with barely any time left for the stuff that truly matters? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and every minute feels precious but slips away faster than a TikTok trend? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world obsessed with instant gratification and constant connectivity. It's designed to keep us hooked, but it doesn't have to control us. So, how do we break free from this time-sucking vortex? How do we reclaim our precious hours and actually feel energized instead of drained? Buckle up, because today's episode is packed with actionable insights that can seriously upgrade your life. First things first. Awareness is key. You gotta know where your time goes before you can start reclaiming it. Think about it, what are those sneaky little activities that eat away at your day? Is it mindlessly scrolling through social media, binge-watching TV shows you don't even remember finishing, or getting sucked into endless email chains? Once you identify the culprits, you can start to strategize. Next up, schedule your sanity. It sounds counterintuitive, but intentionally blocking out time for relaxation and activities that truly bring you joy is crucial. Think of it like this. You wouldn't schedule a meeting with a colleague without making it on your calendar, right? Well, treat those moments of self-care with the same importance. Whether it's a 30-minute walk in nature, an hour dedicated to reading that book you've been meaning to finish, or simply taking a quiet bath with a good cup of tea, make those moments non-negotiable. Don't forget the power of saying no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's essential. You don't have to say yes to everything that comes your way. Learn to politely decline commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources, use them wisely. Streamline your digital life. Remember those pesky notifications? Yeah, they're designed to pull you in like a siren song. Turn off unnecessary alerts and subscribe from emails you never read and consider using apps that limit your screen time. Finally, remember your why. When things get tough and distractions call, remember why you're striving for a life of balance and intention. Visualize the positive impact of reclaiming your time, the extra energy to pursue your passions, the deeper connections with loved ones, the feeling of accomplishment when you tackle your goals head-on. Okay, let me tell you a story that might just resonate with you guys. Picture this. I was in a coffee shop, surrounded by people glued to their screens. I noticed this woman across from me hunched over her laptop, frantically typing away, while her face looked increasingly stressed. She kept checking her phone every few seconds, her eyebrows furrowed in concentration. It seemed like she was trying to do everything at once, work, answer emails, scroll through social media, and probably text a friend or two all simultaneously. That's when I realized we've all been there, right? We feel this pressure to be constantly on, to juggle a million things, but in reality, it just leads to burnout. So how did that woman, who was probably experiencing the same time crunch as many of us, reclaim her day? Well, I'm not sure, but let me tell you what she could have done. She could have set aside 15 minutes for a mindful walk outside, shut off those pesky notifications for an hour, or simply focused on one task at a time. Even small changes can make a huge difference. Remember, reclaiming your time and energy isn't about becoming a hermit or deleting all your social media accounts, although that might work for some. It's about making conscious choices, setting boundaries, and prioritizing what truly matters to you. Ready to take charge of your time? Let's get this done. Start by identifying those time-wasting activities I mentioned earlier, the scrolling, the binge-watching, the endless emails. Then schedule in some me time each day. It could be a simple 15-minute meditation session or an hour dedicated to a hobby you love. And finally, don't forget to say no. You are not obligated to say yes to everything. Protect your time and energy, it's worth it. Keep sharing your wins with me. Tag #dopaminehacker on social media. Let's inspire each other to create lives filled with intention, balance, and genuine joy. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine urges and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.